Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I understand we're getting a lot of back and forth, you know, and I had warned you guys when it comes to what's happening with the Ukraine-Russian war, on one end, we have all this news where, wow, we got drone footage and we have personal accounts and iPhones and, man, people can record. So we're going to get all sorts of news that we couldn't get during World War II and other wars as we're getting up to, you know, date. Well, there's this happening, but then on the other side, we're almost getting too much news, where we're getting too many accounts, where Russia, we're being told, is not advancing anymore, yet then we get Ukraine suspending evacuations and big safety fears. So what is it? Is Russia stalling? Or is Ukraine, you know, facing more, you know, barragement of attacks? That is kind of that one paradox, is that you're almost getting too much news. But this has come out where apparently there's been a possible poisoning by peace negotiators. Where if peace negotiators are getting poisoning, that's going to then possibly affect more peace negotiations. So they say Roman Abramovich has suffered a suspected poisoning along with Ukraine peace negotiators early this month. It caused their skin to peel off their faces, according to sources. I'm getting this from Daily Mail. The Chelsea FC owner was reportedly poisoned weeks ago after meeting in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv while he acted as a peacemaker. We're being told. This is actually also being reported by the Wall Street Journal. Following the meeting in Kyiv, Abramovich, as well as two senior members of the Ukrainian team, developed symptoms that included red eyes, painful streaming eyes, meaning probably weeping, as well as peeling skin on their face and hands. Abramovich accepted a Ukrainian request to help negotiate an end to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, also lost his sight for several hours. He was treated at a hospital in Turkey. Now, they say analysts at investigative news site Bellingcat confirmed that three members of the delegation attended the peace talks between Ukraine and Russia on March 3rd, and they experienced symptoms consistent with poisoning of chemical weapons. Remember I told you chemical weapons are already being used? Meanwhile, Sean Walker of The Guardian said, a source with direct knowledge has just confirmed to me that Abramovich did suffer poisoning. Roman lost sight for several hours. So Abramovich, another Russian entrepreneur, and Ukrainian MP Rustem Umerov had been taking part of the negotiations. The talks lasted until 10 p.m. So who would have done the point? If there's both Russian and Ukrainian sides there, who would have done this? Is there somebody else that wants the war to continue? Could be. So the investigative news site said it had known about the suspected poisoning for some time, but chose not to publicize the information due to concern about the safety of the victims. Yeah, but the problem is they're about to have more safety talks. If somebody is, you know, going to threaten people who are going in the convoy to discuss peace, there needs to be better protection. So Abramovich reportedly traveled to Poland to act as a negotiator between Putin and U.S. President Joe Biden. Joe Biden was at the Polish town of Rzeszów, miles from the Ukrainian border. Asked about the suspected poisoning, Ukrainian negotiator Mykhailo Podolak only said there's a lot of speculation, various conspiracy theories. So if it now looks like it is confirmed that there has been poisonings, and you know, this is so, I guess, representative of the BS that occurs and the lack of trust and the games that get played. And you really wonder what advantage some people have for there to be a war. I believe that there are entities out there that find that if the war does escalate, it is going to be very lucrative for them. And so, you know, I'm frustrated. You know, whenever something just doesn't seem right, it's not right. You know, where did the poisoning come from? They said all suffered from eyed skin inflammation, piercing pain in their eyes. The men had only consumed chocolate and water in the hours before the symptoms appeared. A fourth member of the team also consumed the same chocolate and water, but did not experience symptoms. See, I would think that would be more in the air rather than something that was eaten. I wouldn't think if somebody's eyes were, you know, were inflamed and skin started to peel, that to me means that yes, there is R. Stephen Johnson syndromes and other sorts of internal poisons that could cause desquamation and eye irritation, but also, to me, it would be more contact. So we can't say. Chemical weapons specialists and a Bellingcat investigator is carrying out examinations. They concluded that it was more of an intentional poisoning with an undefined chemical weapon. So while we've been distracted with COVID and trying to figure out, you know, which bat it came from or what bat soup was made or the ingredients in the bat soup or which Wuhan market, you know, we're reminded that there are other theories that need to be entertained as people designing things that could hurt. And so then you start to wonder, was COVID Russian and not Chinese? I mean, all these theories are going to start coming into play, and it starts to make more theories. And you could say, you're a conspiracy theorist. Once somebody says you're a conspiracy theorist, then people might start to hush and go, oh, well, I don't want to look like, you know, I'm being a conspiracy theorist. I think we need to entertain all ideas. And if, you know, here's Russia moving in at the end of the severe part of the pandemic, you start to wonder, did they have a role in it? Should be looked at. 1-877-DOCTOR-BELLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as the country moves more woke and we have the cancel culture and we have all these big pendulum swings, as a result, there's been a shift in viewership and sponsorship, and we've noticed that America is kind of speaking out by taking it out on Hollywood. Now, the movies they want to see or the shows they want to see, they don't care, like Disney. You know, Disney, people have been trying to call, you know, call for boycotts of Disney for years, and kids love Disney. We love Disneyland. We love, you know, we put the politics aside and go, you know what, I'm not going to think about politics. I'm not here to make a statement. I'm here to enjoy the park. But where viewers and where people can take it out and show their we're sick of this is the Oscars. And so the Oscars has had plummeting numbers. And even though Hollywood blames it on COVID, others blame it on? Well, they just keep going woke, woke, woke. They're predictable. They're, you know, choosing people just because they have to, you know, not face cancel culture. And so it starts to change what the Oscars are about. So the Oscars are about, you know, and I haven't seen most of the movies. I just haven't been able to get out and see movies. I've been watching a lot of TV shows on Netflix and things like that. But I always thought the Oscars were about, you have somebody that just blows the competition away on how well they've acted. And they just, they deserve recognition for one of the most amazing performances. And there's nominees. They all seem to be good. They all seem to be worthy. But the winner is somebody that usually it's just like night and day. Now, I don't remember correctly, but I think Tom Hanks had won for Forrest Gump, and he had won for another one, such that when Castaway, remember when he was stuck on that island, and he held our attention without any script, you know, it was just all him kind of acting and all that, you would think he would have won for that too, but because he won already two in a row, they couldn't give it to him again. So you start to see that they have to make it fair. And it almost seems like the Academy Awards is more worried about the blowback than anything else. Well, their viewership did go up, but only 15.4 million. So in a country of 354 million, it shows that, yeah, 15.4 million, that's still not a lot. Yeah, it rose about 56%, but it's not, it's, yeah. And so, it's a tough show. Not a lot of us are interested in movies we didn't see. It's really hard for people who are struggling financially to watch the glitz. You know, in the olden days, you would look at a celebrity as, oh my gosh, wow. And still some of us do. If I saw Viggo Mortensen down the street, I'd be like, oh my gosh, hey. Or Brad Pitt, or, you know, Michael Fassbender. But I think a lot of us nowadays are like, wait a second. Okay, they're regular people too. They got lucky. Yeah, a lot of them are talented, but a lot of them got lucky because they're talented people that aren't. I mean, now with America's Got Talent and with all these other shows and people with you know, TikTok and YouTube, you're like, damn, these are talented people. Why aren't they famous? Well, it's who you know and you being at the right place at the right time, or sadly some other reasons. And so I see why the Oscars aren't really popular, because nobody, you know, wants to see these people, you know, running around in their glory while you have people suffering or people in Ukraine dying. But all of a sudden, people start to watch the Oscars, and the viewership might have really skyrocketed moments after Will Smith went on stage to slap or punch Chris Rock. It sounded like a punch. I heard the noise. But also the mic was there, so that kind of distorted it. But with that, you know, there was, I think, a weird sort of truth that almost got on top of all the BS that we see that happens in Hollywood highlighted. And that you get treated differently if you're famous. And so a lot of people are, I guess, concerned that Will Smith could go up on stage, punch or slap somebody in the face, and nothing happened. He actually, moments later, did win the Academy Award. And for King Richard, he cried. He apologized to the Academy. And he said, love makes you do crazy things. But still, that's assault. Now, we're being told that Chris Rock is not going to press charges, but I don't think that always matters, such as, like, if you have a domestic violence, if you know, somebody gets hit and they don't want to press charges because they're afraid or whatever, I think charges are still, you know, I think it's still a crime. But we're being told that Chris Rock is not going to press charges against Will Smith. Smith seemed to strike him after the comedian made a joke. He was basically making a G.I. Jane joke, a bad joke. It was a stupid joke. As Jada Pinkett Smith had a shaved head because of she's been suffering with alopecia, an autoimmune disorder that causes her to lose her hair. So it was a very kind of, I don't know, it was a dumb joke, but what do we do with dumb jokes? We boo, We give them crickets. We don't go up on stage and punch somebody. And so when Chris Rock says, Jada, I love you, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. And this is what Chris Rock does. He, you know, razzes people. He, you know, oversteps the boundary. Pinkett Smith rolled her eyes. Will Smith looked at that, and then I guess he felt like he needed to do something. And then he screamed, leave my wife's name out of your blinking mouth. So, you know, what happens next? Well, the LAPD confirmed on Monday that Chris Rock declined to file a police report. LAPD investigative entities are aware of the incident between two individuals during the Academy Awards program. The incident involved one individual slapping another. The individual involved has declined to file a police report. If the involved party desires a police report at a later date, LAPD will be available to complete an investigative report. So at that point, I guess it's not a crime. If somebody doesn't complain about it, if somebody doesn't, that's not a crime. See, I wonder what happens with that. If any of you guys are in law enforcement, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If somebody gets slapped or hits, is in shock, and can't, you know, convert, doesn't feel like coming forward, it doesn't mean the crime didn't exist. I don't know. And I'm not saying I want Will Smith to go to jail for this. I don't. But it's just, it's kind of hypocritical when we're anti-violent, we're anti-abuse, we're anti, you know, bullying, and you have something like this so blatant, and Will Smith gets a standing ovation, you know, and all this comforting. It was an insult, and it was Chris Rock doing his thing, but did that warrant violence? So we're hearing that the Academy members are holding, quote-unquote, emergency talks on Zoom, whether to strip Will Smith of his Best Actor Oscar award. Most likely he's going to keep it, and everybody's going to be like, all right, well, this was some entertainment. But the problem is it's kind of bigger here, all right? One of the reasons why there were BLM riots and a bunch of the other sort of defund the police movements is there was a not all people are being treated equal when it comes to law enforcement and crime. And so this then epitomizes that if Will Smith doesn't endure the same sort of criminal repercussions as somebody else who walks up to somebody and hits him, smacks him, punches him, whatever. And it was a forceful one because Chris Rock almost fell. So it wasn't a, you know, like a love tap. I thought we have made progress on, look, you know, nobody gets to escape, you know, just because of who they are or who they know or how big they are or the color of their skin. And here we are, it's just the same stuff, different day. I mean, are you allowed to attack somebody on the Academy stage? It's never been done. My guess is if it did happen, you would be escorted off by police, and you obviously wouldn't be winning an award. Instead, it was the opposite. It was he got to do his award, he got to make a speech, and he got to have a standing ovation. So now what did they do? 1-877-DOCDALI.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of the Ukrainian city Mariupol is calling for a complete evacuation. The mayor adding his city is now in the hands of the occupiers after weeks of attacks from Russian forces. This as the United Nations is reporting over 4 million Ukrainians have left their country and are now refugees. This woman saying the only thing on her mind when fleeing the Russian invasion was the safety of her family.
The kids have only you, you know, so that's why you don't thinking about anything that you have some properties, you have some stuff that you need to pack or something like that.
Irina Timoshenko says she had no time to be upset because she had to be a critical thinker and strong for her kids despite the uncertainty of their immediate future. Gas prices across the country holding steady at $4.24 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. Another COVID booster shot may be on the horizon for some Americans.
Anyone 50 years or older could soon be eligible for a second booster dose of the Moderna or Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize the additional booster shots without holding a meeting of its independent vaccine advisors. The latest variant, BA2, is claimed to be even more contagious than the Omicron variant, and concern is mounting it could fuel another surge in the United States. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tesla shareholders could soon be paid a dividend for owning the company's stock. The electric car maker is looking to split its stock so that can happen. The company announced in a tweet a vote on authorizing more shares will be sought at a meeting this year. Gas prices remain unchanged for the fourth day in a row. The AAA station survey showing the national average for regular remains $4.24 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, great. Tom, our law enforcement expert's on with us. Tom, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
Sure. You asked. So I thought, man, I got to help her out.
I love it. Exactly. So Will Smith walking up. Yeah, Will Smith walking up on stage, hitting somebody. If they don't file a report, is it still a crime or not?
Well, you know, laws vary from state to state in Maryland, and I would imagine it's the same in most of the states. The crime that people find themselves defending themselves when it comes to the court, the crime is against the people. And of course they're a victim, but the state's attorney or the district attorney, depending on what they call them, whatever state you might live in, they don't represent the victim. Their representative of the people of the state or the Commonwealth that they serve.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite simply, absolutely, a crime occurs whether or not the victim wants to press charges or not. Now, in most cases, you don't have it on film. Of course, in today's age, more and more, we do get it on film.
Mm-hmm.
So if a crime is alleged and the victim doesn't want to cooperate, well, there's not much the police or the prosecutors can do because other evidence, they can't have any good expectation that the case will result in a prosecution. And that's pretty much their guideline as far as whether or not they're going to proceed with a case. Ultimately, though, it is up to not the assistant district attorneys. It's up to the elected state's attorney or district attorney of that particular jurisdiction. It's at their sole discretion whether they want to proceed with the prosecution or not. Even if the victim absolutely wants to proceed, I've always thought that that was bizarre. In this particular case, it's right there on film. So just because Chris Rock doesn't want to press charges, it doesn't mean that the district attorney might not look at that and think, you know what, we have laws for a reason, and we're going to prosecute this. And they can summons Chris Rock to the stand, and, you know, he can choose to perjure himself. He can choose to tell the truth. He can choose to say, look, it was a setup. You know, we planned this, and, you know, who knows how that would shake out. I know with domestic violence cases here in Maryland, so often the victim, after the initial arrest, would decide, we've made up, I don't want to proceed. And the cases would be dropped. So what the state did was come up with policy where we were mandated at every domestic violence call to appear with a police report and an affidavit. And we would get the victim to fill out the affidavit and sign it. So at a later date, if they changed their mind, then that affidavit would serve as the evidence in a court of law.
Yep.
I'm not saying I necessarily agree with that policy because I like to see marriages work and relationships work out, and I don't always think a criminal prosecution is the best way to that end. But just to give you some perspective on what you were asking, you know, here's something else to consider. Civilly, I would think that whoever is in charge of the Oscars would be very upset. You know, they've already had a hard time getting people to host that thing.
I know.
Who would want to host it now, knowing they might get punched in the face?
You might have had
sick people in that audience with heart issues who were genuinely scared seeing somebody go up there and do something so outrageous and violent, and then come back in and be allowed to remain. I would think they would have a good civil case against the people who allowed him to stay, those who are responsible for that venue. Not to mention suing Will Smith himself. Listen, you know, I'm a big guy, retired cop. I wouldn't want to be sitting near somebody who looks like they just had a psychotic break.
Yeah. I know. And I think in Hollywood everybody's going to be afraid to go against Will Smith, and again I'm not saying he needs to go to jail, but the problem we have is we've spent the last couple years trying to discuss how there has to be there has to be an equal way of people getting treated, and somebody like Will Smith gets to just punch somebody or smack or whatever on stage, and he just got more, I guess, relevancy. He almost got more Hollywood cred from all this. And I think it sends a bad message. It sends a bad message to kids. It sends a bad, because people idolize Chris Rock. They idolize Will Smith. So that means you could punch somebody and still get an award. What sort of message does it send?
That he, well, I thought that hitherto he had set a good example for younger people. Now he's destroyed that, and young people are going to think, oh, well, if you insult my girlfriend or wife, it's okay. There's an old saying among police and prosecutors, at least here in Baltimore, about the one-punch homicide, where you have folks who might go out on a weekend and get into a brawl and think nothing of it other than it's a fist fight. And yeah. somebody falls down, hits their head, and dies.
It's
and
manslaughter.
The person on the flight is charged with homicide. You know, mm-hmm. avoid flights, people. It's just not worth it. And for somebody of his stature on a national stage to do that, I mean, he's got to question his mental health.
Exactly. And he has been vocal about his depression and suicidal thoughts. And again, I mean, I feel bad for all involved. It's just where we move forward from here will basically either erase a lot of the progress made on, you know, look, you're not too big to fail. Everybody gets treated the same criminally. Or is, nah, if you're Hollywood, there's different rules. So, but basically, in some states, you're saying, I would even say most states, then if there's proof, if it's on camera that somebody hit somebody else, that person not pressing charges doesn't necessarily negate a DA from prosecuting.
If I were elected DA, I would prosecute Will Smith.
Yeah, yeah. Well, man, Tom.
And the legal jeopardy, and the legal jeopardy that the people at that venue put themselves in,
right.
I cannot believe he was allowed to stay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah, yeah. And even though people thought, well, it was just directed, it was just Chris Rock, it was entertaining, it was all that, you're right, there are people that could have been triggered. There are people that could have, yeah, you know, but yeah, I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think everybody's just going to say, oh, well, you know, it's good, it's just Will Smith, and, you know, he's a victim, but I think, you know, poor Chris Rock, he had to get, you know, sucker punched in front of millions. His kid, I mean, he'll make jokes about it, and he'll probably be invited back, and they're going to kind of brush this under the rug, but I think it does send a really poor message. You can't assault somebody. You just can't.
Last thing, Doc, kudos to Chris Rock for being the bigger man and
yes.
being a professional and actually being a true role model.
Yeah.
He handled himself, I think, wonderfully, and
I think
people should applaud him.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tom, thank you so much for calling in. We always appreciate your expertise. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Exactly. Chris Rock, he handled the rest of his set beautifully. Tom's right. 1-877-DOCADALI. Don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love.
So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. Sadly, at least three motorists have been killed after a 20-vehicle pileup occurred on a Pennsylvania interstate. This happened following a crash on I-81 in, Schuylkill County, Schuylkill County. I hope I'm not mispronouncing it. The road has been closed, but three people have been confirmed dead after a 20-plus vehicle pileup occurred. This mass casualty event was declared this morning. It was reported before 11 a.m. near exit 116 of the IC Interstate. The road has since been reopened. This happened just 2 hours after the crash was reported. Shortly after the accident, a journalist at a local radio station tweeted that multiple vehicles were still on fire and people trapped. Hours later, officials on the scene reported that all rescue operations following the crash had been completed. Sans one active entrapment, which has yet to be resolved, meaning somebody is still trapped in their car. They say responding rescue officials said following the crash, emergency workers walked nearly 6 miles of icy, snow-covered highway to free motors from their vehicles. Thank God for them. Man, we don't know what caused the crash. you just see huge pile of car after car. And again, it's slippery. It's people on the embankment. There have been severe snow conditions at the time of the crash and pretty bad weather. We'll keep you guys posted on this, but sadly, this is probably one of the worst accidents we've had in a while. A pile of twisted metal combined with conditions of low visibility and poor traction caused by the weather. You see a chain reaction of crashes over the next several minutes where people just keep hitting another vehicle, then another vehicle, and it shouldn't have happened. And so we'll keep you guys posted on that. Another thing that shouldn't have happened is a bar served a Las Vegas teacher a glass of chemical solvents instead of a beer. This was not on purpose. Although lawyers say that the bar was aware what they were doing. So a middle school teacher suffered multiple ulcers and loss of taste because he was given cleaning solvents when he asked for a beer at a local bar. Now, this happened at Barley's Casino and Brewing Company in Henderson, Nevada. I haven't been there, but I've been near there because there's a really good movie theater, Galaxy Theater, next to it. And apparently they were in the process of cleaning out their beer lines. The beer lines were supposed to be out of order. Staff member served the teacher, his name is Lon Enright, 38 years old, a beer. Now, this was back in 2018. And a negligence lawsuit was obviously filed, this is according to the Star Advertiser, because he got sick, he experienced convulsions after he asked for a sample of the honey blonde ale on tap. He was served caustic chemicals that are commonly used to clean beer taps and lines. Again, halfway, why wasn't somebody aware? How does this happen? So, he's a teacher, a basketball course, a coach. He sustained esophageal ulcers, gastric ulcers, agwesia, which is loss of taste. That also can affect the smell. And so he is now forever challenged with these issues. So beer tap cleaners contain chemicals like sodium hydroxide, potassium hydroxide, sodium hypochlorite, among other scale-removing additives. How these things work is they help degrade the buildup. They have to be very caustic. Not all of the cleaners are caustic, but depending on the buildup. And so you flush the lines, you clean the lines, and then once you flush everything out and you make sure that it's clear, then you start using it again. And so, sadly, I guess he got a mouthful of this stuff. I'm just shocked that this happened. The bar, we're being told, originally offered him $300,000 to settle prior to the trial, but the plaintiff is now going to be receiving $8 million. That's a cluster and a half. I'm just shocked. Dollywood Park in Tennessee, co-owned by Dolly Parton, is going to take steps to ensure that what happens at their park did not happen at the Icon Park in Florida. And the Tennessee-themed park is going to temporarily close their freefall ride, the Drop Line. As you know, over the Thursday night, a teenager died in Orlando, Florida, at the Icon Park because he fell off and he was flung off the 430-foot ride called the Freefall in Florida. He did not appear to be restrained properly. You see the images. And sadly, the video had circulated online. You see the whole thing happen, and it shocked everybody. So other amusement parks, which I've said earlier today, need to take steps to make sure their crew is trained. Dollywood Park, as a precaution, is closing their free fall ride until more details are given on the Icon Amusement Park incident. The reason why they're even taking this measure, one is I think they're smart to take this measure. I think all amusement parks should. But number two is their ride appears to be from the similar manufacturer Funtime as the one in the Icon Park, and it's based in Austria. So according to the website, the Drop Line ride has a height minimum of 48 inches, but a maximum height or weight limit has not been posted. So the theme park issue is one that I think needs to be revisited as we as humans go on these rides. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to Six Flags, but you are dangling in midair, trusting your restraint. And I can't, you know, guess what happened when the 14-year-old boy, who weighed about 350 pounds, tried to ride this ride. And did they get the restraint to work? Did they ignore him? He looked like he was sitting there without the restraint on. And it looked like he was on the other side of where the crew member was. So there's a chance he was never restrained. And when you drop 430 feet and you're going 75 miles an hour, those G's are going to just push you right out of the chair. And so, you know, I don't know if they tried to make it latch or if they said, oh, to heck with it. But it appears in the pictures that he's sitting there with it not on correctly while other people are restrained. And it's not his fault. He's a 14-year-old boy. He was a 14-year-old football player, academic star, was with his football buddies, I think on a school trip or on a game trip. They went to the park, and this happens. And so, you know, I had spoken about earlier how multiple, parks don't really post their heights or weights, and I don't think a lot of people know their heights and weights. And so we think that we are, you know, of a certain weight. We haven't weighed ourselves. I weigh myself, you know, because, again, trying to lose weight, but there's a lot of people that just don't. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm still only 220, or I'm this. Meanwhile, if you're 280, you might not be able to ride some of these rides. In fact, larger frame guests, which some of these amusement parks are saying, could be anywhere from 250 pounds on up. So if you're 265, that ride might not be, you know, for your specification. You know, they talk about planes, how planes might have to now rework their seats and their restraint belts because many of them are from 1960 era, you know, sized people. And you have individuals that are very heavy now. And, you know, just because we're able to have clothes and have, you know, certain vehicles accommodate them doesn't necessarily mean that these things that are built for kids and teenagers and young adults can manage somebody who's over 300 pounds, 325 pounds, 350 pounds. So know your weight. I can't implore that enough. And know the rules of every ride you're going on. A lot of us think we're average. We're not average. Some of us are above average. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.